Listen, I love my glasses. Are they there? Absent-minded professor.
Thank you. Can you look and see in over there? If not, we can... La'amitai shal davar. The truth of the matter, is al kol kigoyin da. Now, he had began last week, and the Siddur Shalom had began talking about to what a person that there are two different opinions to what a person should designate the majority of his time, whether to Torah or to Avoda, which really boils down to. To the mind or to the heart? That is a two different opinions. So it says the truth of the matter is going down Nemar on such things it is said Al Mosai Nasiv became the Kad Samcha. How long will we sit on a chair with one foot? Meaning, shleimus va'avoda hirak ayde seichel. I'm sorry, ayde shekol beisa lavush shnayim. The medrash that he had mentioned above, by Yisrael, says kichol beisa lavush shonim. So the medrash says lavush shnayim, that the entire house of Judaism is based on two, and you can't have just. There's got to be a balance. Veidu in yonim gam yachad. It's got to be made up of a balance of the two, Torah and Avodah. Rak al yedei shema'achid Torah v'avodah biyachad. It is only by uniting Torah and Avodah together, by having a balance of the two of them. Yesh lo yitziv is only through this can the person have stability. V'chmei chayin. And so also the person's avoda itself has to be made up of a balance, meaning the avoda itself has to be partially intellectual and partially emotional. But it has to be made up of the two of them together. So that in a case where one of them is not one of the two, either the intellect or the emotions are shut down, where for some reason or the other one of them is not intact, he's able to work with the other. For instance, you gotta have a spare tire.
Even the spare tire has to be flexible. It could be either that or that.
Right? And not the one that
comes from Shom. Yeah. I thought it was all set. And by this, the person has stability in Avodah Hashem. It's not that when, if his Judaism is totally emotional, then when the days that his emotions are off, he can't just drop the whole thing. He's got at least his seichel is there, and he knows what he's got to do, or vice versa. Cain Nichol Barayin Zeh. Now take a look at this. Chances of this happening. Cain Nichol Barayin Zeh. So also is included in this thought, Shekol Beis Alavu Shnayim, right, where it says that all of Yiddishkeit is based on pairs, two. With the Ksuvah, as it says, Shoiftim v'shoitzim titein v'chol v'chol shorecha. Yesterday's parasha. It says, Shoiftim v'shoitzim titein v'chol v'chol shorecha. A person has to, that we have to appoint Shoiftim and shoitzim, judges and policemen, v'chol shorecha in all of our cities. Again, if Shoiftim is on Mishpat Tzedek, they should judge the nation a righteous judgment. He says, Shoiftim utzad ha-sichli. He says, Shoiftim judges represents a person's seichel, person's intellect, by his bininus and the contemplation. Shebedova, the contemplation of every matter. Aminez adam alachtai, that refrains a person from sinning. Velasa sarab, ene Hashem, from doing what is evil in the eyes of Hashem. A person knows what's right and what's wrong. Shoitrim, who achnas hayetzer, aide sigufa vetaniyos. Rashi explains the word shoitrim means the policeman that makes sure that the judge's verdict is carried out by force. So shoitrim is subjugating the Yetzer Hara through afflicting oneself. By afflicting oneself, the person nullifies from himself the powers of desire. As it is told about the holy Bis Yosef, that he used to walk around with a sack of rocks bound to his body, in order to subjugate his aura. Even though the Bis Yosef had enough intellect to be able to subjugate his Yetzer, he also used the sack of rocks. What he says, it subjugates desire. You know, when a person weakens the body.
Sounds like the opposite. It sounds like a physical fitness program. Strengthening the body.
Get rid of that tire.
When a person weakens his body, the person is less prone to tire, which is all in the heart. There is no perfection just with intellect. And also not with affliction itself. It's only through shavtim and shavtim together. It's only when they are all, when they're united, only then can they together judge the nation a righteous judgment, meaning the only then can the person live a life of righteousness. This is the great rule in Avodas Hashem, shemizug hakoyches haruchniyim, that the combination of spiritual powers, v'chinas tein samchin shoit, concept of two truthful pillars, v'avosis the shleimus v'yetzibus of Avodas Hashem. This is the base for perfection and stability in Avodas Hashem. Now, nobody should walk around with a sack of rocks bound to them. Not a good idea. It's not going to fly these days. But the affliction that he's talking about is not allowing oneself to indulge in the desires of the world, even though they might be permissible. That is the affliction that we have to that we shouldn't involve ourselves in. Anything that is not necessary for the service of Hashem, the more we afflict ourselves in those areas, the more we will subjugate our desires.
He hasn't quite made a chiluk yet between affliction and abstaining.
He's saying what the Bis Yosef was doing was causing himself physical affliction, because that subjugates the power of desire. I take a look at Yom Kippur, right? Or any other fast day. A person is less prone to besides the desire to eat, right, which is probably there. Nevertheless, the person is less prone to any other type of desire. His body is physically is drained, and therefore the any physical desires are usually suppressed when a person is fasting. So whenever there's physical affliction, it suppresses the physical desire. A person's desire is always on the next level. Meaning, whatever a person has, the person is going to desire the next level. That's how the human body works. And there's whatever a person has that he has already, that he doesn't need to desire. He desires the next level. So, when a person's fasting, they're desiring food. And that they're going to desire that. And if a person, the same thing, if a person just doesn't allow himself to indulge in a certain area, they might continue to desire that same thing, but they're not going to get to the next level. And the more the person indulges in, they're going to take it up another notch.
So, what I'm having a problem with is, if you take a look at what Paro did by increasing the workload on the Jews in an attempt to keep their spirituality in check, how can you say in one respect that physical labor, or what Paro did, keeping their spiritual level down by giving them the extra physical labor, and here, same thing, you have this extra physical exertion, whatever the case may be, how is it going to raise your spirituality?
What Paro did was, as he himself has written in the pasuk, he just made it that they shouldn't have any time. It wasn't that they he wanted them to be not only physically drained, but he didn't the amount of work that he gave them didn't give them any time to be able to focus on what they're supposed to be focusing on.
So you still have to make time.
Of course.
This is thinking.
Okay. Yetzivus v'avodas Hashem, base the second a second chapter on stability in avodas Hashem. He had began telling us that the most important thing in avodas Hashem is stability. So if a person wants stability in avodas Hashem, he has to have stability in avodas Hashem.
Consistency, right?
Right, it's consistency and stability is probably synonymous.
He could be consistently unstable, I guess. He's always unstable.
People that are predictably unpredictable. Okay, Kehem Shechlamam Rakoidim, as a continuation to the previous Maimer, Boi Biyarnu, there we explain Shayisoy the Yitzivus Vavoidus Hashem, there we explain that the foundation of stability in Avoidus Hashem, Hu Shatoyda Vavoidus Hashem, like you, that's like Indian Mikri, is that Torah and Avodah should not be by the person a concept of coincidence, of happenstance. Hakosher v'tnoim uvenesivos, that is tied to or dependent upon a person's situation or conditions. Rather, Torah and Avodah has to be essential to the person. Shein v'shtana is something that does not change. Well, other masik zois, aydei hanatrein samachin kshoit, and the person is able to achieve this by having the two reliable two reliable pillars in his life, which are ahava v'yira, love and fear of Hashem. that unite together. They are the foundation of all of the character traits of a person. And when the foundation is healthy, then the building is strong, and it does not falter. So here we will explain, what should a person do? What should a person do when his emotions are not working? Right? Every person has shutdown times when they don't feel that love or that fear. Midas amayach, such as the characters of the brain, which are chachma bin edas stumim, it's clogged. Midas alev, the emotions of the heart, which are chesed gvura tiferes. To him, they're stuffed up. He finds himself in a situation of blah. Shall I have a vira? Person that has no feelings of love or fear. If this kind boy is above his Hashem, how is he able to at that time to observe his stability in Avodas Hashem? Shleipal and Neufel Meruches Rois Asher Pagdu Oisai. So that he shouldn't fall from all of the evil winds that have that threaten him. Just heard such a beautiful mashal. On the pasuk Eitz Chaim in the Machzikim Bo. But the Torah says that the pasuk says that the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. So the mashal is to a leaf. There's a leaf in the fall. There's a leaf that's on the tree, and the leaf is watching all the other leaves fall off the tree, and all these leaves are able to fly around in the wind freely without being held back. And this leaf looks at himself, and he's being tied to this tree. He says, "Could you leave me go? I want to be free like all the other ones. I want to be able to dance in the wind. I want to be able to fly freely. I don't want to be held back." And finally the tree lets it go. And it, for a while, it's blowing around in the wind and dancing and enjoying. And then it falls to the ground and it's hungry. It's not getting any nourishment. And it's getting drier and drier. And he realizes that as long as he was holding on to the tree, he was being nourished and had his life. Thinking that everything outside of the tree was freedom. It was really the freedom was being bound to the tree. It's just a healthy emotion. The evil winds reminded me of that. In this situation, so in this situation where a person is a total shutdown, the advice is malchus, is that his main avoda should be with the midah of malchus, which is she kabbalas oil malchus shemayim, which is the acceptance of the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Kishor la oil, v'chachamor la masa. As a ox in a yoke, and as a donkey carries his burden. He midas David HaMelech alav ha'shalom. This is the attribute of David HaMelech, Asher Oleam and Amz and Chazal with the Shainam, which upon this character trait, Chazal say, in their words, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kaim. David Melech Yisrael is alive and existent, meaning, perish, v'chol ha'middes ha'flies v'mayach v'leiv, all the middes that are dependent on the mayach, upon the brain or the heart, yesh b'chines misa, there is a concept of death that applies to them. The pamami dies of sigurim, at times when a person's emotions are shut down. But even shein odem esuga l'peischam, in a way that the person's not able to open them. Our David Melech Yisrael, but the concept of David Melech Yisrael, which is midas malchus, which is the attribute of malchus, na'ainu kabbalas al malchus shemayim, which is the acceptance of the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, yegia v'pashtus, just toiling. And because my malach said to do so, midazu, this attribute, chai v'kayim tom, it is always alive. Spoken about this numerous times at the Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekem Hashem Echad, which is Kabbalah Zal Malach Hashemayim, has to come before the Yahavtas Hashem. The person's whole Yiddishkeit is based on the Yahavtas Hashem Lekach. That could be shut down. The person has to have the Kabbalah Zal Malach Hashemayim first, and then you can go into the Yahavtas Hashem. And all the easy Yaros Dvash. Similar to what is brought in the Yaros Dvash, Perish Ma'am Chazal, explaining the words of Chazal, Amar Knesset Yisrael Lefanov. Knesset Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Simani Kichoisam Al Libecha, place me like a seal upon your heart. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to Knesset Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, you're asking for something that sometimes is seen and something is not seen. Meaning, the heart is sometimes covered. I will do for you something that is always seen. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hina kapayim chikoisich, I think. I have inscribed you upon my hands, upon my palms. Shakapayim tamadem egulim. The palms of a person are always revealed. When Mevayer, so the Yaros Dvash explains this medrash, and the Gemara, the midas alev, that the character traits of the heart, the ahava v'yirav, his baris, love and fear, and splendor or glory. Sometimes they're covered, sometimes they're closed. The person's not able to feel them. But toiling with action, with acceptance of the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, and the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. This concept of inscribing, engraving upon our hands is a kind of odd. That is always there. So yesterday, Mishal Shudas, we spoke about that El adds the element of asiya, of action. Tamuz and Ov is emuna and understanding. El is action, meaning that it's this concept of tmimus. Tmimus is something that is always there. It's not something that is dependent on anything else. Sometimes a person can't access their emuna, they can't access their understanding, but action is something a person can force oneself to do. It's tmimus. אבל דרך זה יש דבר עם אמר חזל. According to this, we can explain the words of Chazal. Kshavana Shlom is based on Migdash, when Shlom HaMelech built the base of Migdash, Bikish Lahachnes Aron HaKodesh, the Kodesh HaKodesh, he wanted to take the Aron into the Kodesh HaKodesh. Dov Kusha Aron Zeh Lazeh. So the gates locked to one another, and they didn't want to open. Amar Shlom Chom Dal Drenonais. So Shlomo HaMelech said 24 prayers. Well, he was not answered. The gates refused to open. Amar, he says, "Ushalim Rasheichem, gates, lift your heads. Hinasu Pischei Olam, the gates of the world, pick yourselves up. Yomei Melech HaKavod, allow the King of Honor to enter." Leinana, he was not answered. Kivin Shomar. But as soon as he said, Hashem Alekim, Al Toshev Bnei Mashiachacha, do not turn away the face of your anointed, Zochra Chazei David Avdecha, remember the kindness of David your servant, and immediately the gates opened. Abir Rabbi Mahamei Moran Maharajal, if you understand this, according to the words of the Slonim Rebbe, Tzu'ushonim Rasheichem, gates, lift your heads. That is a reference to the characters of the mind. Lift your heads. Chachma bin Vidas. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Mihinasu pischei olam. The openings of the world, lift yourselves. Elu pischei alev. That is referring to the openings of the heart. Amidas Hashayches Lalev, the character traits that are related to the heart, Chesed Gevura Tiferes, Hakolim that encompass Ahav of Yira, love and fear. Bigas Shleim Lahachnis Oyer Lekuz B'Midas Hamayich B'Midas Halev. Shleim HaMelech wanted to instill the light of godliness into the attributes of the intellect and into the emotions of the heart. The King of Honor should be able to enter them. Well, none of you is not answered. Because at that time they were closed. It was a time that the light of godliness does not enter. But when he said, remember the kindness of David your servant, Perish Bekoyach of Eschus Midas Malchus. Remember the power and the merit of the Midah of Malchus, which is Yigiyah Bekabalas Al Malchashvayim, which is the toil and acceptance of Al Malchashvayim, Gamas Malchash Midas Amayach Malev Sigurim Atumim, even at a time when the attributes of the intellect and the heart are closed and clogged, Yad Nene, immediately he was answered. Stop here.